الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم. Respected Asatiza, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the size of any occasion, the magnitude of any occasion can be judged by the preparation that takes place towards it. If a little preparation is made, then naturally the occasion is also a small occasion. Sometimes preparations take place 1 week in advance. Sometimes preparation takes place a month in advance. And sometimes preparation takes place 1 year in advance. This Mubarak month of Ramadan, with inshallah, we will be experiencing in just over a week from now, preparation takes place from the year before it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Jannat is beautified from the beginning of the year in anticipation and preparation for the coming of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan is such a great and a noble month. It is that month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for the believers to bring about a complete change in their lives and turn in totality towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person experiences different challenges in life, experiences different occasions in his life. Many a times a person is gone far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala gives him occasions or moments in his life so that he may come back closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person suffers a tragedy, and this serves as a wake-up call for him to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he suffers the loss of life, the loss of wealth, the loss of a near and dear one, and it shakes him up and it wakes him up and it opens up his eyes, and then he turns back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is also one such opportunity for us to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah ta'ala mentions that Ya Baghi al Khair, that O seeker of good, come closer. This is the month wherein if a person wants to bring about a change in his life, then he must come closer and take maximum benefit from this Mubarak month which is going to come. You find that in this Mubarak month, there are many ibadat that a person should increase in and engage in. In fact, every ibadat a person should increase and engage in the Mubarak month. But there are some that have special benefit in this month. And one such ibadat is to increase in dua. In one hadith, Nabi Akram also mentioned that there are three categories of people whose dua is not rejected. One is a just ruler, a ruler whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given authority and control over people. And naturally, when a person has power and control, then the temptation comes about to be unjust, to abuse the power, to be oppressive upon people. The temptation comes about. But despite him having this power and control and authority over people, he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And he does not oppress. He is just and he is fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action so much that this person's dua is accepted. And like that, the dua of an oppressed person, his dua goes straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third category is the dua of a fasting person, hatta yuftir, right till the time that he breaks his fast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this tool of gaining from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah ta'ala mentions regarding fasting and regarding the Mubarak month of Ramadan in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about gaining and seeking from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked Nabi alayhi wa sallam, that is our Rabb near so that we may call out to him softly, or is it far so that we may call out loudly? So this ayat came down in response to this, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that advise them the ayat of the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when the banda asks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then advise them that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, that I will respond to the call of the person making dua towards me, the person begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will respond to his call when he asks from me. So seek, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to answer and ready to accept the dua of every person that calls out towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in elders, as far as dua goes, Allah Rabbul Izzat is ready to accept a dua of every person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of every person. There are different ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a person. Sometimes, whatever dua a person makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua as he had asked for. Whatever his wish and desire was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to him as he had asked for. Sometimes Allah ta'ala does not give him exactly what he had asked for, but Allah ta'ala removes a calamity that is going to befall a person. Perhaps this person asks Allah ta'ala for wealth, but in exchange of asking for wealth, Allah ta'ala exchanges it for good health. And health is something that no amount of money in this world can buy. And sometimes Allah ta'ala does not give him what he had asked for in this dunya, but Allah ta'ala keeps it in store for him as a reward in the akhirah. So a person will continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala might accept some of his du'as, and some of his du'as are not accepted, but it will be kept. Allah ta'ala hears his du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears his crying, and it will be kept in store for him as a reward in the akhirah. And what do we ask for in this Mubarak month? Definitely we have our needs in this world, we have our worldly requirements, we should ask for that. But together with that, this Mubarak month is for turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah and istighfar. And you learn from the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this month also is for a person to ask from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek forgiveness, total repentance, and to earn a person's jannat and seek salvation from the fire of Jahannam. So we should increase in asking for these in this Mubarak month also. And as far as asking and seeking repentance, tawbah goes, then we learn that when a person is making tawbah, then there are certain requirements from him also. One is that any person should humble himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, total humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should express remorse and regret for the gunas and sins that he has committed. Whatever sins and gunas that he has committed, he should express remorse and regret. Make a firm intention in the heart not to go back to those gunas and sins. Like how we have seen in the past that it was customary that when the month of Ramadan used to come, then a sheet or a cloth used to be placed over the television sets at their home, at homes. And thereafter, when the month of Ramadan passes, then once again, people used to go back to their old ways. This was in the past. Nowadays, it's not even possible. A person might require an entire curtain to cover up the big screens that we have in our homes today. But this was in the past. So obviously, it is a step in the right direction that a person is abstaining from gunas and sin in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. But our intention should be such that this month of Ramadan should be a changing point in my life. And I will not go back to that gunas and sins. They turn away from it completely. Not just cover it up, but remove it completely from my home. So this is the first step a person should make. That express remorse and regret in his heart. Secondly, he should create a disliking for that sin. Whatever gunah is involved in, he should create a disliking for that gunah. And thirdly, he should make a firm intention in his heart not to go back to the sin again. If a person adopts these three things, this is sincere tawbah, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that gunah and sin that a person is involved in. And sometimes when we are making dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are making dua but our heart is not connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are visualizing other things and we are concentrating on other things. Our dua has just become a formality and we're going through the motions. But our dua should be such that our heart should be completely engrossed and we have firm yaqeen and conviction that may Allah is listening to what I am asking for and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua that I am asking for. Friends and elders, there are also certain occasions when duas are rejected also. They are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them is when a person asks for something that is not permissible. Perhaps he is asking for the breaking of family ties or some other najais thing that he is asking for. And another time that duas are not accepted is when a person's body has been nourished with haram. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts that which is pure. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith regarding a man who was on a journey the entire day. أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. His clothes have become dirty. He is disheveled. He is in a very, very pitiable condition. Nabi Akram is mentioning all this. Why? Like we see the beggars on the streets around us, when they will come to us, they will come in a very, very pitiable condition. Sometimes they might even fake a deformity. And they will beg and plead from us. So this person is in this condition. His entire day was on a journey. And now he cries towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Mat'amuhu haramun, wa mashrabuhu haramun, wa malbasuhu haramun. But his food is from haram, his drink is from haram, he has been nourished head to toe is from haram. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua of such a person? So the Mubarak month of Ramadan is going to come. There is also ensure that we correct our livelihood. One is the food that you are eating, the physical food that you are eating, that is sourced from halal sources and not haram sources. And together with that, our wealth, how we earn our wealth, ensure that it is from that which is halal and is not tainted with anything that is haram. So those are the occasions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the dua of a person. But on other occasions, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free a number of souls during the day from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free a number of souls during the night from the fire of Jahannam. And there is a moment in this month of Ramadan also during the day when a person's dua is readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many duas a person makes, one dua will definitely be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is this tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to seek from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala says that ask from me, and I will respond, I will reply, and I will accept. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Verily that person who turns away from my ibadat, Mufassirin mentioned that here ibadat refers to dua. الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the essence of ibadat. A person turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that else we find that in this world, a person goes and asks from a human, even if it's to be a close family member, even if it's to be a close associate, he will go and ask from him. This person will readily give him the first time we'll readily give him the second time. But the more you ask him, the more reluctant he will be in giving. Or if he gives you, then he will expect some sort of favor in exchange. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the total opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more ready Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is give to a person, the more pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give a person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry and upset when a person does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala becomes angry and upset that a person does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan to seek from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not be such that this month of Ramadan comes and goes and we just let it pass without gaining and securing our maghfirat, without securing our jannat. As Nabi Akram Sazza mentions, then in this Mubarak month, the gates of jannat are open and the gates of jahannam are closed. Why? It is for that person to earn his jannat and to seek maghfirat and forgiveness and emancipation from the fire of jahannam. Otherwise, we know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'ab bin Ujra mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us closer towards the minbar. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the minbar, the first step of the minbar, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. Nabi Akrim sallallahu climbed the second step and the third step also and said Ameen. The Sahaba inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "O Nabi of Allah, we saw you climbing the minbar and you said Ameen." Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that Jibreel Ameen had come to me, and Jibreel Ameen had said to me that curses be upon that person of my ummah whom this Mubarak month of Ramadan comes. He experiences the entire Mubarak month of Ramadan, but he fails to gain maghfirat, he fails to gain forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel Ameen makes a dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Ameen to this dua. First and foremost, we can understand from this how severe it is. On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala has given us this month to turn towards Him, to make tawbah and repentance and change our lives. But how severe it is also that a person this month comes and he lets it pass by, he does not gain maghfirat, he does not gain forgiveness, he does not change his life and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is also warning in this. We find that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that man lam yada qawla zur, that person who is fasting, but he does not leave out gunas, he does not leave out immoral speech and actions, he spends his day as normal, then there is no need in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no need that this person leaving out food and drink for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has no need in him leaving out his food and his drink. So from this we understand that it is not only that we abstain from food and drink in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, but our entire body should be in total ibadat, that abstaining from all forms of gunas and sins also, to abstain from gunas and sins also in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to gain maximum benefit from this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala make us see this month of Ramadan and experience many, many other Ramadans thereafter also. Friends and elders, the Mubarak month of Ramadan is also that month wherein we calculate our zakat. One of the reasons we calculate our zakat is that it is easy to identify that the month of Ramadan has come and identify a date in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So let us also use this month of Ramadan, as we know Islamically the exact dates. Let us use it also to ponder and reflect that what occurred from the last Ramadan to this Ramadan. How many were with us in the last Ramadan? They are not with us anymore. And we do not know if Allah Ta'ala will give us the opportunity of witnessing other Ramadans. So many calamities took place in the past years. So many wake-up calls took place. Different forms, be it COVID, be it looting, be it the rising fuel prices and the different rising costs and the different economic sufferings that are taking place. So many different things that are taking place around us. Let us use this also to ponder and reflect that these changes are taking place. This should also serve as a wake-up call for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala accept our broken efforts. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to take maximum benefit from the Mubarak month of Ramadan and accept our ibadah in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.